PMM 531.
One in four cases of blindness in the Pacific is avoidable, and most of that is due to a lack of education and access to eye care. And that's why Dr. Johnson Casso from Vanuatu is passionate about the work he does. He's the first Ngāi Vanuatu eye doctor and specialist to be giving back to his community. He's leading the team at Vanuatu's newly established state-of-the-art eye care clinic. PMN News editor Gladys Hartson spoke with Dr. Casso.
My name is Dr. Johnson Casso. I am the first ophthalmologist in this small tiny country, Vanuatu.
And what a beautiful country Vanuatu is. Fred Hollows says everybody has the right to good eyesight. What impact has Fred Hollows Foundation had here in Vanuatu?
Oh, I'll say it is a tremendous impact on the lives of people with visual impairment, especially to do with cataract, especially to do with affordable surgeries. They started back in 2001, and since then we have seen tremendous changes in the lives of thousands of people. There is a lot of surgeries, there is a lot of good stories. You can see people smiling, you can see people crying, you can see people asking that who is this child, because they haven't seen their grandchild for 5 to 6, even 7 years. So that dreams that Fred Hollows had has a significant, profound, if not profound, impact on the lives of Vanuatu people.
On a daily basis, how many patients do you see?
On daily basis, we see 20 patients over. We don't want to book patients. We just want to people to walk in to the clinic. Once we see that the number is starting to be heavy beyond what we can do, then we'll start to do the bookings, so that at least we see just enough number of patients a day. Yes, so we see about 20 to 25 patients a day.
And are you saying that the people are more comfortable coming forward, wanting to get their eyes checked? Are you seeing that happen more?
Yes. Just after the opening of the eye clinic, we can see a steady rise in the number of outpatients that have been coming in. As I mentioned earlier, we see around 400 patients in the first month that was after the clinic opened in February. And then in March, it rises to about 450. April, it went up 500 patients a month, yes, here. And then in month of May, it went up to 600. So there is some kind of trend that people are using the facilities, the eye center, and the people are confident that the level of care is good for them to use.
Are there still some barriers that people are still a little bit skeptical about coming forward?
Yes, there are barriers. First is that, for example, the diabetic patients. I'll talk about diabetic patients. Sometimes when you do laser on the eyes, just to help them maintain that good vision for a long period of time, and then they go home, and then they don't look after their blood sugar control. And then it was the blood sugar control that reduces their vision, probably to hand movement or just counting figure, maybe 1 or 2 meters. And then they will start blaming that it is the laser that has caused the vision to go down. So, and then they'll start educating the other people. Oh, when you go to eye clinic, please make sure don't have laser. But it was a misinformed, and it was an information that people, they don't understand, and then they transfer that false information to other people, and then they scare them to coming for surgery. And the other thing is that in here, when you start mentioning the word surgery or cutting the eye or things like this, people tend to hold back. They don't like the word cutting. So we have to say it in a, yes. We have to say, sometimes we don't even say the word cutting. Maybe just, we just have to clean your cataract and things like this so that they understand. But once you start saying the word cutting or surgery, they hold back a little bit. Sometimes, it's okay, Joe. Yeah. So that's one of the obstacles, one of the hindrances to to the eye care. But we hope that over time, those who are educated will start educating the others about having surgery. Sometimes we use families to go out and do the education. So, oh yeah, I had my eyes done and now I can see better. So we use those kind of people to advocate for surgeries and things like that.
In terms of the statistics, can you give us those background figures in for Vanuatu?
In Vanuatu, for this first month, we did about 150 surgeries. We have run out of some of the stuff that we needed. So I have asked the government to order, and they're doing that now. So once the order what we need, we will resume the surgery. It's only by me by myself, so I don't want to overwork myself. I need to look after myself so that I can work a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So I'm doing at least 10 surgeries a week. At least 10. If you go above that, you find yourself that you'll be a bit under stress.
Mm. Is there support coming?
Yes, there is support coming. What we are thinking is, we want to pursue our government through the Ministry of Health to commit themselves towards the eye care. Previously, after Fred Hollows left in 2005, there was no commitment from the ministry. Until just a couple of years ago, they starting to order. So it was like a 13 years period before they realized the importance of eye. And now they are committing to funding our outreaches. They are committing to fund our trainings, and that is a good thing. And then Fred Hollows, through the monies that they held from the people of New Zealand, the public, we are able to train our nurses. And then now I went for training, completed my training, and we are here, and we want to carry that dream forward, Fred Hollows dream. Let everyone who are blind are able to have that affordable surgery, safe, and be able to see again.